talking about the paranormal. One thing is for sure, there are many more people who believe in the paranormal than most suspect. As I said many times, this is because there have been many more paranormal events than people realize. It could have even happened to people who are close to you but just don't talk about it because they don't want to be classified as nuts. I can understand this. While accepting UFOs has become more mainstream, spirits, spirit contact and hauntings really has not, at least publicly. Throughout history, people have tried to contact the dead and mostly failed badly. The same is not true in the reverse many times. It seems there are a lot of cases out there where the dead have contacted the living. It does seem to be more of a one-way street. Only a small fraction of those who were contacted speak about it. I have a test you can run. Everyone has friends who have had deaths in their families. If you have had a paranormal experience, tell them and then ask them if they had one. It is important to tell them about yours first because I have found it loosens their tongue. It no longer makes them feel stupid about talking about it. It is funny how every area has a place which some considered haunted. Sometimes it is because of some very old legends, other times it was more recent events which were said to happen. Long Island, New York is not an area which is thought of as having a lot of haunted spots, but it turns out it has its share. Many times, a place is considered haunted only because of what it looks like. Sure, there could be some legend attached to it, but a lot of times we find out the legend is not based on fact. Some of the things the legends say are downright ridiculous. Take the area at Mount Misery and Sweet Hollow Road, in Melville. If we believe one of the legends, we are told to go beneath the Northern State Overpass because this is where a mass suicide was conducted, and if we honk our horns or flash the headlights 3 times, the bodies of the dead will appear, and there is even a woman who glows that was reported. I never went there carrying out any of this nonsense, but I have to say, don't be disappointed if you did and nothing happened. Another so-called haunted place on Long Island is Katie's on West Main Street in Smithtown. This place was featured on a television program about the paranormal. A lot has happened on the property. It is said there was a hotel there which burned down in 1909, killing someone. There is also a tale of a murderer who lives in the 16th century and haunts the place, but the most famous ghost is said to be Charlie, a former bartender. His ghost has been said to be causing mischief in the bar for years, such as glasses falling off shelves for no reason, and doors opening and closing without anyone being there. One day Charlie must have got depressed because he committed suicide. Some patrons go there just to see Charlie in action. House Beautiful listed the following states as the 5 most haunted: Texas, California, Ohio, Michigan, and Illinois. They are in the order of most hauntings. I would have thought the bigger the population of a state, the higher the reported hauntings, but this does not seem to be the case. The state with the least number of hauntings reported is Delaware. Interestingly, different surveys list states in a different order, so it is hard to know who is correct. One thing I am sure about is the place which has had the most reports of ghosts. Can you guess where that is? If you said Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, you would have been correct. So many people died there in the Civil War. If any place could be haunted, this place has the most credentials. Every year, tourists who go there report seeing what they believe are ghosts. I would take this even a step further and say it could be the most haunted place in the world. There are different types of hauntings and things which are more just contacts. We all know what a haunting is. It is either the appearance of a spirit, or strange things which the spirit causes to happen. Many of the contacts occur when a loved one dies and they want to make a final contact with someone. They can either be in the form of a spoken word or sentence and either be delivered as a voice or through some device such as a phone, radio, or even a television. In very rare occasions, a spirit might appear and say something. There are far more people who have gotten this final communication than we can imagine. One town which many have attested to as being haunted is Salem, Massachusetts. I can understand why people might believe this, After all, that is where the witch trials took place, and all those women accused of being witches were executed. It is hard to believe today people actually believed in witches. It has been said calling someone a witch at the time might have been an act of revenge on a person for some perceived wrong. Can you imagine someone dying in your family and you blame your neighbor and say they cursed them because they were a witch? Many people have said they have witnessed paranormal events while in the town. In 1949, the United States commissioned the USS Salem. It is a heavy cruiser. It is moored in Quincy, Massachusetts. The ship appeared on Ghost Hunters, and it has been said this could have started the haunting of the ship, because now people who board the ship sometimes report hearing voices and even wails. They also report a feeling of being followed when walking around on the ship. I guess that is what you get when you name a ship after one of the most haunted places in the country. I would like to finish this article with a more traditional haunting of a castle, but this castle is in the United States. Yes, we have some castles. Hearthstone Castle was built in 1897 in Danbury, Connecticut. It was originally built to be a summer home by Elias Starr Sanford. It is abandoned and has been so since 1985. A fence was built around it. People who have gone there claim to see a ghost dog wandering around and a ghostly man running on the property. Sanford died under unusual circumstances, and many say the man they see is him.